A couple of months ago, Rocky Fielding went over to Germany to take on Tyrone Zuger for the WBA World Super Middleweight title, and he won by knockout. And we were all waiting to see what his next step would be. And this weekend, we finally got an announcement, and it is going to be a huge, huge night for Rocky as he travels over to New York to take on Canelo Alvarez at Madison Square Garden. Good afternoon, Rocky.
Yeah, hello, mate. You okay?
I'm very well, thanks. I bet you're still pinching yourself at that.
Yeah, see. At a crazy weekend. Falling, I've never stopped, and not much sleep. But I've started to come down a little bit. But I'm excited.
It's so exciting for you. And I saw you put a photo on social media this week of you outside Madison Square Garden 3 or 4 years ago saying one day you'll make it there. And this is the kind of dream come true fight, I guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I put the picture. I've got a picture stood outside, and obviously, yeah, you know, one day, and that was just saying it. It wasn't even like I'd ever even do it. It never come to me head that I could even fight there. It was just I'd done a tour that day around my Square Garden, and like the history behind it all, and who's fought there, and the concerts that people have sung, and I went to a basketball game there, just watching. I think, imagine fighting here, and then. Put the post out, like the pitch outside, and saying yes, saying it, and the next thing I get the phone call that I'm going to top the bill there 3 years later.
Well, it's amazing, isn't it? What was your immediate reaction when you got told Canelo Alvarez? Was it an immediate yes?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. It was. So I was just got into bed, and you know, I was, as I said, I was waiting on the next move myself and seeing what was going on, and I think things have been going on behind the scenes, and I just got into bed, and 9 o'clock, half nine, Jamie, me trainer, phoned me up. He said, look, I've got something to tell you, but keep it quiet for now. And I said, yeah, what is it? He said, Canelo wants to fight you. I was like, are you serious? He said, yeah. I said, Sam, let's do it then. He went, okay then, Sam. I said, look, I'm up for it. He said, yeah. So, you know, as a team, me and Jamie, you know what I mean? He's a trainer, so got the confidence, so we took it, and then that was it. He put the phone down and said, you know, get back to Eddie and MTK and your management and let them know that I'll take it. And then put the phone down, he's got a newborn little girl now, so girlfriend was just doing the night feed and said, is everything going right? Because your face must have changed. Yeah, I said, yeah. I said, sorry, Jamie just asked to want to fight Canelo. He said, you're messing. So, yeah, and then I just... Obviously, it was half nine at night then, so, you know, it was buzzing. I was awake, and I was awake most of the night. I think it jumped on the night feeds there. I even jumped on the feeds, and it wasn't even my night. But, and I went to gym next morning, a bit of buzz, like, you know, thinking, you know, so I see Nigel and Jamie, who'd have walked in with a little smirk, and I was like, are you serious what you said last night? He said, yeah, honest to God. And then... It went quiet, obviously, a few days, things going on, so I'm itching and, you know, checking my emails, checking the phone every 2 minutes to see what more news I've accepted, but nothing else come back. And then Friday, I just got a text on Friday saying Canelo's going to announce it in 15 minutes. I was like, wow, okay. That was it. Got an announcement. But I knew all right, obviously Eddie and management at MGK were knowing that I'd accepted, I'd get the best deal and you know, get everything right for me. So it's obviously took time, it's a big fight, but I mean, I'm an impatient person and I want to know what's going on every day. And the next text was he's going to announce it, and that was it then. So, you know, I couldn't knock it back. It's a lifetime of achievement.
It is. Yeah. And you say it's a big fight. It's not just a big fight. It's a huge, huge fight. And this is a huge deal for British boxing, you going over there and headlining Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, definitely. And I've just, you know, if you look at me journey, me career, I trained professional with no promoter and nothing. I just trained professional. I was just selling tickets, and my first fight was in a sports centre. You know, I even got the double-decker bus, you know, with the fans and family, and like, you know, next minute I'm going to top the bills with a champion Madison Square Garden. Is is unreal. Sure of here. So it's got it's you know, it's a, as you say, it's obviously a massive fight and everything, but it's what I've worked since I was a kid for, and I haven't been playing sailing all the way in my career. I've had setbacks outside the ring and in it, you know, the defeat and things like that. So it's just, I've worked hard and I've got the opportunity, so I'm taking it.
Absolutely. It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to Full Time. And Rocky Fielding joins me a couple of days after the announcement of his fight against Canelo in New York on the 15th of December. Now, we all know Canelo's formidable record. He's only lost once, and that was to Floyd Mayweather. And he drew with Golovkin last year it was, actually. Now, what makes you think you can beat him?
Yeah, well, he's come off a good draw and the win of Golovkin a few weeks back, but it's a chance, you know, it's boxing, I've got a chance, but, you know, he stepped up to middleweight, and he's not like the biggest middleweight, he's certainly not going to be the biggest in super middleweight. I'm a big super middleweight, I'm a lot bigger, you know, I've got advantages on the height, the reach, you know, I can punch hard, and you know, I know he's an elite fighter and everything. I just got the advantages of, as I said, just the heightness and the box, you know, keeping it long and things like that. And, you know, I'm saying, you know, anything can happen in the box. And I know I'm up for a challenge. I know I'm up in a tough night's work, but I'm up for it. So I just listened to Jamie and Nige on this game plan to come up with. I've just got to stick to it, and I believe in what Jamie will come to me in this camp. I think listen to him and you know, things will be good for me.
Certainly will. This will be your first time fighting in America. In fact, the fight against Zuga was the first time outside of the UK. So what was that experience like, and how do you expect it to be different in America?
Yeah, it was a great experience. It was everything that I had in my mind before it, the week before, it all panned out. I visualised everything before it, and it all went smooth. It was in Offenburg, Germany. It was a dead quiet little city, just a quiet town. I had all my family, my close friends with me most of the week, so I just felt back at home, comfortable. So, and obviously, totally different thing in New York. It's the busiest city in the world, isn't it? You know what I mean? But I've got the right people with me. You know, I've got my family coming over with me, brothers and stuff. So it's going to be a big difference, but obviously, as in, you know, the fight, how big the fight, I've got to go over there next week and do a press conference and stuff. So it's just going to be all a big experience. But, you know, as I said, I've been away fighting for the world title in Germany. I'm going away to defend it, so I've just got to be professional about it all. I know how big of a star he is and how big it's going to be in my mind. So I'm going to have to, you know, embrace it all when it comes and not get, you know, shocked at it, what it is. I've got it in my head, like, how big it's going to be. And I'll rise to it, and I want to enjoy it all.
I'm sure you will. And is this the chance as well for you to announce yourself on the world stage?
Yeah, this is like, you know, he's probably the, you've got him and Joshua, he's probably the, I say he's like the global world star, you know what I mean? And, you know, he's a face of boxing at the minute, he's a superstar, he's, you know, I beat him, I wake up Sunday in New York as the king of boxing, don't I, you know what I mean? So it'll announce me, yeah. I'll probably, you know, a good fight. I'll give him a good fight. I'll go in there to win, and it's just a win-win. You know what I mean? It's a, you know, life change, everything experience, and as I say, I get the win, and you know, I'm the second fight after 4 minutes of beating. Do you know what I mean? And if it doesn't go my way, whatever, I'm not thinking, but I'm going in there against the biggest star of boxing, and it'll be incredible to get the victory.
It certainly would. And just finally, We know that he was given a six-month suspension earlier this year for a failed drugs test. Did that have? Was there any part of you that thought no because of that?
No, do you know what? No. It was crazy. As I said, the phone call of Jamie was like, he wants to fight you. Was, yeah, okay. That hasn't even come into me, and he still hasn't even now. I just hope, you know, everything goes to plan in camps, and like, you know, we don't, he doesn't, you know, it's bad enough, obviously, getting the ban on the drug stuff, it's for the sport and everything. I don't agree with it all, but that just didn't come into my mind. I was just to say yes, going to challenge myself to fight Canelo, the best in the world. This is what I've been boxing for and just what I've worked for, so, but hopefully, yeah, say, hopefully, you know, you get the checks, you know, I'm happy, I'm signed up to get drug test for random for whenever I'm signed up with VADA and stuff like that, so I'm sure he'll be now, so just see what goes, and I've accepted the fight, so it's on.
It's just going to be so exciting for you, Rocky. I'm sure we'll catch up with you towards the time as well, but you've got a couple of months to prepare, and we all can't wait as well. So thank you for your time this afternoon.
Yeah, no, thank you. No problem.